and it had the prettiest berries on it you ever seen. Big bunch of berries on top and roots. Sometimes you get great big roots and sometimes they'd be young, you know, and they'd be little. And they'd get that and hit it. Mound up the great big thing. I don't know what it was. They made mess now, but they brought everything from lettuce on up to same and all kinds of roots.
Where did the same grow? Up in the hills or in the mountains? Did you have to dig it up?
Dig it up.
But you could you pull up the whole plant and then just.
Well, you could dig up the whole plant. You had to if you got. You see, if it's old. Hit the great big stalks, bigger than mine, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
The stalk be, you couldn't pull it up. You had to dig it.
Mm-hmm.
And they had sang holes, they call them. They a little sharp. Come up, you know, a little automatic, and they had a whole hand. And they dig that and get under it while they could pry it out and not break the roots over.
Mm-hmm.
That's the idea.
Did you used to do that? Go
no, on. I never did dig no sand. My husband has.
The children didn't do it. I mean, they didn't
huh?
Children didn't do that.
No.
There's more.
No, they, after I was married and settled, well, the time got picked up a little. And I've seen the times you couldn't have got 2 cents to mail a letter if you'd have been hardly a dime. Now that, talking about inflation, that, now if it wasn't then, I don't know, that was some Cleveland.
You mean you couldn't, tell me about a little bit about that, what did you mean, things were so expensive, you mean?
Well, we just had, our taxes was $1.12, land taxes, and the husband's poll taxes was $2. That was $3.12, and it just took every cent we ever made a year to pay them taxes. We had other stuff that we got that we could sell, but we couldn't get money for it. You couldn't get money for anything but beeswax and feathers. That was the only 2 things that was any money in.
What kind of feathers?
Well, geese, some geese.
Oh, sure, yeah, and I know what they are.
And we'd pick them, take them to the store, get 50 cents a pound for them. And, well, you'd get the money for them, or you'd get it for beeswax. And that's the only 2 things that I know, dog, that you'd get a cent of money for. You could work your days all day, 50 cents, and you had to take that and whatever you eat. My husband worked many of a day for 50 cents and have to take corn and take it to the mill and sell it and get something else that we'd need. Just have to have. Now you talk about hard times.
That was really hard, huh?
Yes, that was really hard.
Would you tell?
Yes, I've talked about.
No, this is fine. If you don't mind, if you get tired and you don't want to talk to me, well, you tell me. But I'll tell you when. No, I'll tell you what I wanted to ask you about. I wanted to ask you about the house you lived in when you were.
Well, it was a log house. Yeah, it was a one bedroom log house. I moved in there. I moved right above them pines. I was born about born.
The log house was right back over here?
Yeah, it was right back here this way.
It's
on the bank up there. And I moved there, and then I moved down out right out there, and in another we built a house there, and then we built this one later.
When was this house built?
Well, it was built in about 35, wasn't it? 32.
So you lived in the log house then until 30.
No.